The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Airing of Grievances. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with Micah.
Hey.
Okay, so we're back with our next episode. This is our episode-by-episode show for Seinfeld, and this is an episode entitled The Deal, a seminal episode for Seinfeld. And I think it's going to be a seminal episode for this show in many ways. This is the 9th episode of Season 2, first aired May 2nd, 1991. So the premise here is that Jerry and Elaine are sitting and watching television, and Elaine stumbles upon a softcore pornography channel, of course. And basically there's a conversation that happens between the two of them, and they decide that even though they are friends, they are going to try to have sex anyway and just sort of be and still be friends at the same time.
Yeah, they're basically trying to set up rules for
friends
the
with
friends with benefits, you know. And look, that shit's not going to work. It never does.
No, hold on. Before we get there.
Uh-oh.
I love this episode. What are your overall thoughts of this episode?
Another great episode. Another episode where everyone will remember. It was, again, like most of the really, really funny episodes. It's based off of, you know, real life experiences that Larry David has had. And yeah, I don't know what else to say. Like, this is one of those classic Seinfeld episodes.
Yeah, for me, this is one of my favorites. So they have this really interesting conversation, and it's like, you know, this like, one, they're sitting there watching it, and Elaine, the camera is like just slightly behind the television, and Elaine is like, oh, look, naked people. And it's clearly people having sex on television. And the camera swings around just behind the TV to this dead on shot of the two of them. It's such a well crafted moment in the show.
Yeah.
And then they start having this conversation, and Jerry's like, gives her this look, and she's like, what was that look for? And he's like, oh, you know, there's nothing or whatever. And they just go back and forth in this sort of him and ha thing where they clearly both want to bang.
Right.
Have you ever had this situation happen to you?
Where I want to have sex. I don't have too many platonic female friends, but there was one girl named Veronica who, yeah, it kind of happened, like not exactly like this, but it was like, hey, you know, like I found her Baltimore attractive, and you know, I was fresh off the heels of losing my virginity, right? So I wanted to do it again.
And again.
I got another story about her that I am saving for another special episode.
Oh, boy.
But we were kind of platonic. We were platonic friends. And I can't remember how it started, but we got into a situation where it wasn't like just the booty call situation. Like, you know, we didn't just talk to each other just to bang. Like, we, you know, we hung out, and then, hey, you feel like fucking? Like, yeah, I do feel like fucking.
You know what? You're right. That's such a great idea.
So yeah, I have had one experience with a platonic woman that we just kind of were like, hey, you know, we got the parts. Let's put them together.
Let's rock and roll.
Let's do this.
Yeah. So for me, I definitely have once. And it was literally like someone I met when I was single and dating. Obviously, I was single. I was dating. And we went out a couple of times. It was like, it was okay. I'm going to be a dick right now. But she was like, she was all right looking, like not bad.
No, was she Baltimore attractive?
Yeah, but I'm about to be a dick. I'm about to be even worse. Like, one of her eyes was slightly crossed. It became uncrossed when she wore glasses, but when she was not wearing glasses, it was slightly crossed.
So it became uncrossed due to an optical illusion, is that what you're saying?
I feel like it was either an optical, illusion, or like her eye was straining, like, oh, there's something for me to look through. It's like, so let me like keep my eye on the prize, so to speak.
Oh my God.
Sort of a straighten up and fly right kind of sort of thing. And but yeah, she was a nice person or whatever. She had like what I would describe as a lack of confidence. And
so, I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, so I was just like right in there. You know, that's just making it easy for me. But no, in all seriousness, like, but she was like a nice person, but it was like clearly someone I would never date ever. Ever, ever. Like,
so you decided to do her a favor. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. 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 I mean one could argue. But yeah, I mean, it was funny because in a lot of ways, like personality wise, she sort of reminded me of my ex at the time that I had just broken off with a couple months before or so. And so I was like, oh, okay. Well, no, this isn't ever going to happen. And then it was just like, oh, okay, well, do you want to just like sleep together and not have it be serious? And I was like, yeah, yeah, I would. So I did, but I mean, it was fine. Like, it wasn't any like big deal, but I sort of ended. Well, I ended it when I started feeling like she was like getting feelings for me. I was like,
And that's the thing.
Nope.
Everybody.
And then I met
feelings.
My wife, and then it was definitely over with.
Everybody catches feelings, man. Everybody catches feelings.
Yeah, like, it's impossible not to.
That the
it's not. Let me rephrase that. It's not impossible for guys not to.
The any outie girl, the girl with the nipples that were ones an innie and ones an outie.
Yeah, God, was that like episode 4 or 5 of the show?
Yeah, she wanted to just kind of have sex. You know, like she had a baby. And I remember she had taken pictures and sent them to me. She was like, my ass got bigger. Look. And I'm like, yeah, not for the right reason. Like, get out of here. Not because you're doing squats, because you squatted a baby out. Like, that's why your ass got bigger. And she's
such an odd conversation to have with someone over email.
And this is when I am, you know, catching feelings for my now fiance again, you know. And I'm like, do I really want to, like, am I so hard up that I want to just kind of knock this out? Or do I want to wait for, you know, this girl that I really like? Obviously, I waited for the girl I really liked. But
smart move, dum-dum.
Yeah, yeah. But I just, I couldn't do it again. Like, I did not have a pleasant experience the first time. And now that you have a baby, woman, like, you have a child, you have a daughter. And you want to, you know, I said, well, what about your baby daddy? Like, aren't you still with him? I mean, we on a break right now. Like, no.
This sounds like something off of fucking Friends.
Yeah, man. Like, you get your ass out of here. You know, I just, and that was when I just, you know, all contact was gone. But yeah, those two, Veronica and Kelly with an I, are the only two and Veronica was the one that was purely platonic, but I was the one that started catching feelings because, I was the one that started catching. Well, not even me catching feelings, but I don't think it was me catching feelings more so as I'm an egomaniac and I don't want someone that I'm having sex with to have sex with someone else other than me. Like, look, I know I'm fucked up, right? But I'm wired.
I mean, that's very much like guys are like that.
Yeah, man. Like, I, you know, and look, before, you know, all you ladies are like, oh, that's not fair and this, that, and the other. And, you know, she should be able to do it as you would do it. I understand. I do. I'm just
saying.
Fucking, and that's why I'm not in a relationship with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm being honest, folks.
No, I mean, what else are you supposed to do?
Like, yeah, like I'm just a lunatic. So and good thing I did stop, because she ended up getting herpes. So
wow. What?
Yes, she ended up getting herpes after you know, I caught up with her, you know, through Facebook and stuff like that. And
did it say it like right in her profile, like, works at Kmart, has contracted herpes?
She told me she had it. And I was like, wow. Mm. All right.
Did she still want to hook up with you?
She knew that I wouldn't. Yeah, she knew that I wouldn't. Yeah, because I was like, so, hey, you know, what you doing? You know, like, cause I was such a nigger back in the day. Like, so what you doing? You know, and she was like, well, I think I should tell you something, because we were friends. You know what I mean?
It's the least she could do.
It's the very least she could do. And yeah, she told me. I was like, oh, okay. And much like the scumbag that I am, I never spoke to her after that. Because we weren't that much of a friends that I, you know, it's not like we went to go, it's not like we liked the same type of movies, you know what I mean?
I love that. You literally said in one sentence, she told me because we were friends, and then you're like, I like a scumbag. I immediately never talked to her again.
Hey, look.
That's fucking hilarious.
I mean, what can you do for me? You can't give me that.
Yeah. Well, again, we're being honest here. No, I mean, good Lord, I've never had any instance like that.
Thank God. I guess because I didn't mess around with filthy people. But, I mean, that's just you.
That's the difference between you and I, really. That's the difference.
Look, man, height. I took what I could get back in the day. And yeah. And much like watching Underworld, I came to a point when I said, I think it's time for me to grow up.
Yeah, I think so. You got out before anything was permanent. So.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Good Jesus Lord. Christ.
Child and or disease. Those are pretty permanent things. Yeah, that's, wow. Good Lord. So yeah, I mean, look, this episode's really hilarious because they set up these rules, and Jerry's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's all going to work out. It's fine. And so he sits down at the diner with George, and this might be one of the funniest fucking conversations I've ever heard. So he's like, yeah, no big deal. I had sex with Elaine last night. And George is like, what? Wait, what? And he, like, takes his glasses off. He's, like, sweating. And George
he's like, give me the details. And Jerry's like, I'm not in the mood. And George goes, you're not in the mood? You tell me you slept with Elaine and you don't want to give me details? I don't have a job. You're not in the mood? Well, you get in the mood. Every time he says that, the way that line is delivered, it is hysterical to me. I just die laughing, man.
I have it on mute right now, and that scene is up. He's pointing at the table, and Jerry is smiling the whole time. Like, he's laughing. Because there's no way they could have delivered that line with Jerry giving you a straight face.
No way. Not at all.
But George delivers the shit out of that line. And So
let's talk about the rules. I think they only had two rules, didn't they?
Yeah. So don't call the day after.
Right.
And
which I'm fine with.
Yeah. No, that's a solid rule. And then the other one was staying over is optional.
And yeah, like George said, that's where you're fucked up.
Yep.
Like, you can't just, you either have to say no staying over, or you have to stay over. And if you have to, and look, if you want to keep it, you can't stay over. Like, you do what you got to do and then go home.
Beat feet and get out of there.
Right. Beat cheeks, then beat feet.
There you go. Thank you. No, look, speaking of that, look, I had the greatest excuse of all time. I have a dog. Sorry. Have a dog. Gotta go. You can't leave a dog overnight. They'll starve to death. He'll destroy my house. No. Have a dog. Gotta go. Nope.
That's a bunch of bullshit. But
Is it?
Is yes. It? Yes, it is.
It's not a lie if you believe it.
I have a dog. Get the fuck out of here.
You know what? Everyone was very understanding. Everyone was very understanding.
Because people are stupid when it comes to dogs. I am the only smart person when it comes to dogs.
You hate dogs.
That's right. And which is why I am better than everyone.
That's fair. No, yeah. Look, it was a solid response. I have a dog.
Oh my God.
If I had a cat, that's not an that's not a response.
No, it isn't. That's cats are self-sufficient.
Yeah. No, dogs, they need you. They're not going to make it if you're not there. The only person I never use that for, I never use that with my wife.
It's obviously.
Like, yeah, obviously not, because I wanted to be there. It's like, no. I would stay incredibly late, and then I would just go home. Well, like, I know, seriously, because I had to go to work, but yeah. Or she would just stay at my house. But yeah, I didn't care. But like, if it was somewhere I didn't want to be, I'm like, gotta take care of my dog.
Yeah, I got a dog, guys.
I would say it exactly like that. So I've got a dog. Like, oh, okay. Yeah, oh, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. Bring him next time.
Yeah, he doesn't like new environments. He's a bit territorial.
I feel like there should have been more rules.
What other rules would you have instituted?
Okay, they had the no calling after. One day after. I would have said that staying over is not on the table. You have to leave.
No woman would ever abide by that. No woman.
Well, guess what? Then we don't need to do this, and I'll have to find one who will.
It's user and Broomer fast.
What other rules could we use to improve this? I would say maybe we can't acknowledge that it happened.
No, that doesn't work.
Why not?
Oh, what if you're just like, yeah, that thing the other time was pretty good. Like that one thing.
No. Just like with George, just it didn't happen. When he quit. No, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I feel like this wouldn't work out well for you.
I'm trying to think,
what rules did I institute? I just played it by ear, I guess, until it was like, okay, this is clearly not going to work anymore. And I just bounced. I'm out. Fucking game over.
Yeah, I don't know if you can. I think it can't be done.
I don't think it can be done.
I don't think it can be done. Someone will inevitably catch feelings.
Yeah, of course. You're being incredibly intimate with somebody. You can't just expect no one to think about it after that. What the fuck? That's crazy. I mean, look, I think guys are more capable of doing it than women are. Just from an evolutionary standpoint. Like, guys were just...
Women haven't evolved enough? Is that what you're saying?
No, I think men haven't evolved enough. No, I think it's very much the opposite. No, I mean, from an evolutionary standpoint, we're just, like, trying to seed, you know... To sow our seed everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, you know, monogamy is very much a human construct and penguins.
We're the only mammals that do it.
And penguins. Like, that's it. Everyone else is like, fuck them if you got them. I mean, they just don't care. So, yeah, I think men are more capable, like, to just sort of shut down the emotion of that. But I think women are capable of it, too. I think it tends to be more men than women, though.
Yeah.
Now, that being said, when I was dating, easiest thing I ever did was just be honest and be like, I'm not looking for a relationship. And it's like, oh, all right, cool. And I mean, I got laid more doing that than, you know, than being like, oh, no, I want to be in a relationship with you. And then like lying to them.
Yeah, I think it can work one time. It's like committing murder. If you want to get away with it, you got to do it once and then never do it again.
And never speak of it again.
Yeah.
Yes, one-night stands or non-committal sex relationships are much like murder in Micah's eyes. Good job. I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is there. I feel like maybe you shouldn't do it. Like, I think it's probably a bad move.
Yeah, because no matter what anyone says, like somebody's, you know.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Somebody's going to get hurt, man.
Yeah. And again, like, if it's one time, three times, or like just like a weekend thing, like one time, like one weekend, then I think it can work. But like over and over and over again, like when I was, you know, had this sort of friends with benefits character, like it worked fine until like, hey, you want to go out on Friday night? No, I'm going out with somebody else. Like,
yeah.
Someone who I actually want to maybe spend real time with. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds horrible. Like, that's a horrible thing to do. I did it, but, you know, whatever. But then you go, I tell my wife this all the time. You know, like, we talk pretty openly about things. And it's just like, I started to feel like an asshole. Like, this is a little too easy.
Yeah, I could never do it. You know, I just have too much empathy. Like, as much of an asshole as I am.
And you are. You're terrible.
I couldn't do it. You know, I couldn't sustain it. Because, because I, you know, for whatever reason, you know, be it catching feelings or, you know, being an egomaniac, I wouldn't want it done to me.
Right. Exactly.
I'm like, that's the secret to life, folks, and to living in a society. Put yourself in that other person's shoes.
That's what I do all the time, man.
Would you want that done to you?
Yeah, that's the thing, man. No. Like, if I found out, like, I'm also an egomaniac in that way. Like, if I found out, like, oh, yeah, the straighten up and fly right-eyed girl would be like, oh, yeah, I've been hooking up with these other, like, this other dude. I'd be like, we're done.
Yeah, man.
It's like, fucking ridiculous. Is that, like, how dare you? How dare you?
Right.
You'd
be ready to call her a whore.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. Like, you just slept with someone else.
Like, well.
It don't matter.
It ain't about me. It's about you. Right. Yeah, I know.
Twisting my words.
Why are you bringing up old shit? Like, that was yesterday. Exactly.
Guys are stupid.
Yeah, guys are dumb. Like, we're ridiculous. And at least we can admit it. Because that's all that matters. But yeah, I mean, clearly in this episode, Elaine catches feelings because they have a conversation at her apartment after they've had sex. And Jerry's like, oh, I'm going to go home. And she's like, why aren't you staying over? And he's like, I thought it was optional. She's like, yeah, you're at my house. I thought it was my option.
Which doesn't make any goddamn sense.
No, it does not, Jerry.
Okay, Elaine. Okay.
So then, like, Jerry bounces and she's not pleased. And it's Elaine's birthday. Jerry doesn't know what to buy Elaine. And George is like, oh, what should I buy? And he's like, whatever it is, because of the situation, you have to buy her something half as good. And so he's like, oh, what about a music box? What about a dress? What about lingerie? And he's like, no, too lovey-dovey, too sexual, too, you know, all these things. And so he ends up giving her $182 in cash.
Which is a very odd number to give someone for.
Yes. I feel like he had some extra dollars in his wallet. but he gives her $182. She gets mad. And then she gets mad at George later on because he gave her $91, which is half as much. Which is hilarious. And of course, Kramer comes through as a winner by buying her this little wooden bench that she wanted. So all in all, this is a great episode because there are some amazing moments. But a little thing about this episode is, in the end, they decide that they are not going to sleep together anymore. But then at the end, they are back together. And Kramer says to them, like, oh, I liked you guys better when you were broken apart. And apparently that was a subtle jab at the studio because they wanted Jerry and Elaine to have like an on again or will they, won't they relationship throughout the entire series, which Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld refused to do.
So according to IMDb, this was the final episode made for season 2. Co-creator Larry David thought that the show was going to get canceled, so he decided to end it with Jerry and Elaine back together as a couple, which is what NBC executives had been asking for. Ironically, NBC showed the final 4 episodes of the second season out of order. This episode was 4th from the last, so the final 3 episodes, having been made before this one, made no reference to Jerry and Elaine as boyfriend and girlfriend. After the show was picked up for a 3rd year, no further reference was made to Jerry and Elaine and their one episode reunion.
So weird. I don't understand why studios are allowed to do that.
Because, well, they have the money, right? And
like, so why would you want it? Like, why would you want to play it out of order? I don't understand that.
It's maybe they thought that one show was funnier than another, and they put the funnier show to beat a competing show in the same time slot. You know, and they bought the show so they can do whatever they want with it. But you know, they don't care about art; they care about, you know, production and money.
That's correct. You're absolutely right.
That's like, that's it. Like, yeah, look, oh, you want to read this book out of order? Like, fine, whatever. Like, no, that doesn't work like that.
Doesn't work at all. All right, so that's it for that episode, and we will be back next week for another episode of Airing of Grievances. Later, guys.
See you.
Bye.
Really?